We've yet to see a German plane over the amphibious convoy.
Which doesn't necessarily mean that we shan't see them before the attack is over. Our air support has been fine, and the loudspeakers call out almost constantly Spitfires on the port, or Mustangs overhead, or B-17s passing on the starboard side. And as far as I know, no report has come in of attack by Nazi sea craft onto the convoys. Now it's almost black dark, and you see the ships lying in all directions, just like black shadows on the gray sky. Some signaling out to sea, sheltered on the inside from the Germans' eyes, signaling with red lights, blinking code. There are four fires on the shore, looking like pinpoints, winking, smudged by smoke. Now planes are going overhead. That baby was plenty low. I think I just made the statement that no German planes have been seen, and I think there was the first one we've seen so far. He came very low, just cleared our stack, and as he passed, he let go a stream of tracer that did no harm. And then just as that happened, there was a burst of fire on the coast just off of us 5 miles. I think he probably heard me.
German planes have been in the sky now. The darkness is
on us. And the tracers have been flying up. They seem to have withdrawn from them for the moment. But the plane that we just had come over our ship was the first Nazi we've seen so far. He took a pass at us and went on, and nothing particular happened. Our own ship has just gave its warning whistles, and now the flak is coming up in the sky in streamers from the warships behind us. The sparks seem to just float up in the sky, and we're too far away to hear their explosions. Heavy firing now just behind us, and anti-aircraft bursts in the sky, and bombs bursting on the shore and along in the convoys from the German planes that are beginning their first attack on the night of June 6th. Now the darkness has come on it. These planes you hear overhead now. Now the motors of the Nazis coming and going in the cloudy sky. Reverberation of bombs. Every once in a while you see a burst of fire from a bigger caliber on one of the warships firing up. That was a bomb hit. Another one. And the tracer lines keep arcing up into the darkness. Very heavy fire now off our stern. The warships in that area. Fiery bursts, and the flak and steamer is going out in a diagonal slant. It's died down. Blue white flak right over our head. And we can't see the plane, nothing but the black burst of the ACAC in the dark sky. Here comes the plane. More anti-aircraft fire inboard toward the shore. And the Germans must be attacking all of those planes off our stern because the streamer fire, the tracers, is almost parallel with the water. Hot tracer lines are coming up almost all around us, off the stern and off the side toward the French coast. Flares are coming down now.
You can hear the machine gunning. The whole sea side is covered with tracer fire.
Going up.
Leading. Of the bombs. The machine gunning. The planes come over closer. Fiery. Low. Fire down low toward the French coast, a couple of miles. I don't know whether it's on the shore or is the ship on fire.
Here's very heavy attack now, right? The plane
from the naval warship,
as well as 20-millimeter and 40-millimeter tracer, with the sounds you just heard, perhaps the burst or two of the bombs. Well, let's dash for a moment now. There's nothing but black cloud puffs from the explosions in the sky and the distant roar of the flame motors.
Now they're working toward our aft again, down there near some of the British convoys.
If you'll excuse me, I'll just take a deep breath for a moment and stop speaking. Now, the air attacks have seemed to have died down, except for the British convoy, off a couple of miles beyond us. And for that one fire burning near the shore, the French shore, which is beginning to die down somewhat. Can't report that there were any hits, because there seem to have been none on any of the ships around us at all. See nothing in the night, no fires, or anything of that kind.
Here we go again, another plane's come over. Right over our port side. Raising the making of an arc right over our bow now. Into the clouds before they burst. Tracer still going up. And now the plane is probably gone beyond. Looks like we're going to have a night tonight. Through the sky and circling down.
got one.
We got that one. We got it right here.
Did we?
Yeah.
This one?
Great blotch of fire came down and is smoldering now just off our port side in the sea. Smoke and flame there. You said it.
What is
it? I need to pay this back. I'll make it look like it.
We've had a few minutes pause. The lights of that burning Nazi plane are just twinkling now in the sea and going out. When the tracer starts up again and there's warning of another plane coming in. Now 10 past 12 and the German air attack seems to have died out.
To recapitulate, the first plane that was over that we described at the beginning of the broadcast was a low-flying German, probably Ju-88, that was leading the flight and came on the convoy in surprise, we believe, because he drew up and only fired as he passed by. And perhaps he was as surprised as we were to see each other. And there seems to have been no damage to the amphibious force that we can discover. One bomb fell astern of this warship, 150 yards away. A string of rockets were fired at a cruiser beside us on the port side. No damage was done. And gun number 42 at our port, just beside the microphone, shot down the plane that fell into the sea off to the port side. It was Ensign William Schreiner of Houston, Texas, who is the gunnery control officer. And Seaman Thomas Spira of Baltimore, Maryland, handled the direction finder. It was their first kill for this gun, and the boys were all pretty excited about it. A twin-barreled 40-millimeter anti-aircraft piece. They're already thinking now of painting a big star on their turret. They'll be at that first thing tomorrow morning when it's daylight. Meantime, now the French coast is quieted down. Seems to be no more shelling into it, and all around us is darkness and no light or no firing. Now 10 past 12, the beginning of June 7th, 1944. This is George Hicks speaking. I now return you to the United States.